It's Tuesday morning. It's Tim and Liz on Cambridge 105 Radio. And on Saturday night, Café Del Mundo appeared at the Plough in Shepworth, and Liz met them.
Café Del Mundo are playing at the Plough in just a few minutes, and I'm here with the boys, and it's great to finally meet you after hearing you play on YouTube. I'm really looking forward to the live concert. So you're from Germany, surprisingly playing Spanish instruments,
yeah,
the flamenco guitar. Tell me why you chose that.
The flamenco guitar is an instrument to express a lot of emotions, and in its own development it's not yet finished. There's a lot of capacity still in expressions and in mixing it up with, for example, jazz or pop or even rock tunes.
Latin music. So there are many possibilities with this instrument, and that's actually what we love about that instrument.
So how did you two meet and end up playing together? Are you classically trained?
Yes, I'm classically trained. We are both. He's in jazz.
Yeah, I studied jazz at university, and in fact it was that Jan gave a workshop for flamenco guitar, and I came there as a student, and that's how we met, and it was a kind of explosion between us.
Yeah, it's difficult. You can't just go out and learn flamenco guitar. You need to travel. You need to find the right teacher. You need to be in there, in Spain, in Andalusia, even in the Arabian world. Maybe you have the chance to get all the music later from the concert, which we brought with us. So it's a wide variety of music, of melodies, rhythms from all over the world.
So did you train in Spain?
Yes. I was trained classically in Heidelberg, but I was also trained in Spain, flamenco.
The flamenco guitar is said to be the wild sister of the classical guitar. And so there are so many interesting things to do. And I studied in Georgia, for example, in Eastern Europe. There's some music very, very similar to the flamenco music. And that's how I came to the flamenco guitar.
So do you feel like this music speaks to you? I mean, as somebody listening, how is it very emotional? Is it emotive?
It's vibrating. You're pulling on strings, and these come to resonance. And so this is like in life. The tones come, they are born, and they actually have a destiny, and one day they are finished. But you have the ability to fill these tones with a lot of dignity in between. And this is, to me, like a symbol for life.
Yeah, to play the flamenco guitar is always a little bit of risk also, as you have one chance to get the note. If you miss it, it's gone.
And so you've been touring the country, and tomorrow you're doing something very exciting.
Yes, tomorrow we are at Abbey Road Studios. Wow, this is really thrilling. We have a tough manager, Chrissy, thank you. We wanted to go there as a museum, but she said, come on, let's do a record. And so we are now about to record all these emotions we bring in from Peak District, from the White Cliffs of Dover, from Bristol last night, from everywhere. And we want to record some songs, and hopefully this will mirror our experiences from the last days.
So this is your first tour in Britain?
Yes. Yeah, it's our first UK appearance. And we had very, very interesting connections here. And it's simply beautiful. The people had been so kind to us, and we had so lovely encounters.
Yes, from the very first moment, yeah. Really.
Oh, well, I feel very privileged to get to hear you tonight. So
I hope we won't disappoint you.
You won't.
Not that you're not putting any pressure now.
Pressure. So you played Ronnie Scott's, or you're going to Ronnie Scott's next?
No, we did.
You played Ronnie Scott's?
The day before yesterday.
How was that?
That was great. It's a big honour to be in that club.
It's iconic, isn't it?
This is a worldwide renowned music club, first class, and in Soho we were very much breathing in this atmosphere after the show. This was unique, totally unique experience, once in a lifetime experience. You got to do this, and for luck we were invited to play there again. And this is really a big chance.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And here you are in the Plough.
Thank you.
In Shepworth.
Yeah. This is so beautiful.
It's a really nice, intimate venue, so I think...
Yeah. Yes, it is.
It's very atmospherical.
Yeah.
And I enjoy very much because everybody, for example, from the BBC, Bristol, wants to know how we share our rooms. whether we share our room with Chrissy, our manager. And so when we arrived here to the Plow at our hostel, the lady, the first thing she asked is, in which relation are you?
Yeah, it looks quite funny.
So...
But I'm not going to ask. That's your business.
Maybe I should start asking. In which relation are you?
Well, I live over there, actually, so quite nearby. Yeah. Well, listen, I'm going to let you just finish up, and I shall go next door.
Focus, okay.
Thank you so much, guys. Really lovely to meet you.
Please.
And it's Café Del Mundo from their album.
Yeah, what's the album called?
Beloved Europa.
And that track is called Spread Your Wings?
Spread Your Wings.
I thought that was beautiful. What did you think?
It was, wasn't it? I was waiting for some singing or something, but it's just all instrumental.
And I think that's actually on the album, there is some singing tracks. So I was, but the performance was just them playing the guitars. And you think that's the first gig I've ever seen where there has been no singing.
Mm.
And the music took you to places where I think you wouldn't go if you're being fed lyrics. Does that make sense? So just the fact that it was the music let your mind wander
so much.
Yeah,
you're concentrating on...
And they were very funny. Like, Stefan and Alex were great guys. They were very funny. And in between the songs, they would explain and do little stories, and they were really amusing where the influences had come from or where the song... Mm. You know, they've been all over the world kind of playing. But just seeing them play those guitars was phenomenal. The fastness of their fingers.
So good. Like, you must be to come up with that sound.
So good. Like, I'd seen nothing like it in my life before. It was absolutely incredible. And, yeah, I just loved it. Loved it.
If you want to find more about them, they're on cafedelmundo.de. And, it's good. Beloved Europa is the album. It's got a nice picture of a cow on the front. And a lady sat on a cow. There must be some meaning behind that. Anyway, thanks, Nick, for putting us in touch with Café Del Mundo and making Liz do some work. If you have got any other musical artists coming to the plough that Liz needs to go and interview, then let us know.